Welcome to Blue Crew Diaries, an Umpire podcast. My name is Daryl, and I will be your host as we take a look behind the mask, so to speak, sharing stories, insights, and experiences from the unique perspective of the baseball umpire. In this episode, we're going to take a look at my gear, uniforms, and what I bring to the field for each and every game. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, drop me a line at bluecrewdiaries@gmail.com. So if you're ready, grab your indicator and plate brush, and let's hit the field. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Blue Crew Diaries, an Umpire podcast. In this episode, we are simply going to basically take a look at my gear bag, everything that is in my gear bag, and it kind of goes without saying that everything that I'm going to go through here, or almost everything, I bring to the field with me for each and every single game, and we'll get into why I do that here towards the end of the episode. But starting off with, obviously, everybody needs some way to transport all their gear and equipment to them from the field. This year, I am upgrading to the Force 3 Ultimate Umpire Equipment Bag. Last year, I had just a diamond, let's just call it a baseball duffel bag. It was more, I mean, they called it an umpire bag, but it was more for bats and things like that. Worked well, but there really wasn't too much organization to it. So I have switched out to the Force 3 Ultimate Umpire Equipment Bag for this season, and we'll see how that works. It's nice. It's got a telescoping handle. It's got wheels so you can roll it around versus carrying it. A few more pockets and compartments for things. You can really, really figure out how you want to place equipment in there, and it stays there. It doesn't go all over the place. So, looking forward to trying that out. I will say, for me, it's about the right size, maybe a little bit small for all of the gear that I have, but it'll serve its purpose quite nicely. So after that, we'll get into plate gear. So not really. There's only a couple of updates to my plate gear for this year versus last year. But last year, the 2023 season, was my first season umpiring anything, umpiring Little League. So I decided to go with what I call the umpire in a box. So I went with the Champro Varsity Umpire Kit. I bought it off of Amazon. It was only a couple $100. And it has almost everything that you need to initially start umpiring as far as, you know, working behind the plate. It comes with a Pro Plus umpire chest protector, the Champro lightweight umpire mask, low profile Pro Plus umpire leg guards, just a standard Champro wooden handle plate brush, a cheapo plastic four-dial indicator, and a ball bag. That's it. But everything is all in this one box. So if you're on a budget, or you haven't decided whether or not umpiring is right for you, then this might be the way to go to really get your plate gear all together. The only thing that I kind of wish it came with that it doesn't is a dangling throat guard for the mask. As those of us who work Little League know, a dangling throat guard is required for catchers. It is not required for umpires. However, it is very highly recommended. So I would like to see Champro just throw one of those in there. But that's neither here nor there. As far as upgrades to plate gear, or upgrades to what came in the box for the 2024 season, I am upgrading to the Force 3 Defender Mask. I've heard nothing but good things about it, and I only took one hit to the face last season, and it was just kind of a glancing blow off the right side of the mask. The only reason I knew it happened was because obviously it kind of stunned me for a second, so I closed my eyes, and when I opened my eyes, I was looking at the left side of my mask. The whole mask had turned about 45 degrees to the right. So just as a precaution, you never know what can happen on the baseball field, so I am going with the Force 3 Defender. One thing about that mask is, even though I hadn't even worked a game with it yet, I was not a fan of the stock harness that it comes with. So I did just upgrade that to the Ump Life harness. I've heard nothing but great things about the Ump Life harness, so we'll see how that works out. The other upgrade versus what's in the box is I decided to go with a different plate brush for this year. I went with the Holy Brush, as they call it, and this brush is kind of different. It's got regular bristles like a normal plate brush, but the handle has like a scraper on one side, so if you've got a muddy home plate, or if you've got the kind of breakaway bases that have the nubs on the bottom, I've had it happen before. I've sat there trying to dig mud out from between those nubs just to get the base back on its mount. Did that a couple of times last year. So could be useful for that as well. But the biggest thing is the handle on this thing is huge. And the reason it's huge is because in the center of the handle is a 2 5/8 inch hole that is pressed into the handle. Very, very helpful for the beginning of the season, or if you get into All-Stars tournament time, you got to check all the bats. Make sure that they're not any bigger than 2 5/8 diameter. Now, Little League sells just a plastic, bat gauge that you can slide over the bat, but now I've got a plate brush that I can do the same thing with. And it looks, in my opinion, it looks cooler. I pull out this gigantic plate brush, and everybody goes, "Whoa, what is that?" So, yeah, there's that. So other than the couple of upgrades that I've made, the Champ Pro Varsity Umpire kit, the umpire in a box, it does a job. It does what you need it to do. I believe All-Star also makes a version of it. I'm not sure who else. I think Wilson might make a version of this kit as well. But moving on, let's get into uniforms. So I'm currently using all Jerry Davis sports products. I've got the Performance Essentials shirts, and I've got two pairs of the Davis charcoal pants. As far as the shirts, I have both black and blue colored, like the light blue. I've got those in both base shirts and plate-sized shirts. My black ones actually have, Jerry Davis will do a Little League embroidery on the front and then put the Little League patch on the left sleeve. The blue ones, the blue shirts that I have, I didn't get that. But I will in the future. Makes it look a little bit better when you walk out onto the field for a Little League game and you have that patch on your shirt just like the players have. Gives you a little bit more credibility that, look, this person you know, they know Little League. They may umpire middle school, high school, college, whatever, but they took the time to get a shirt that has Little League on it. So might give you a little bit better, a little more credibility with coaches and parents. As far as the Davis pants, I have both base pants and combo pants. Now, before you all start screaming at me, why did you get combo pants? A lot of people don't like combo pants. The reason I got them is because that was the first set of pants that I got. And I wore those for about the first half of the season, working both the plate and on the bases. And I realized after a few games working on the bases that it felt like I was running around with a couple of parachutes hanging off my legs. So then I got the funds to buy another set of pants. So I went with the base pants. I may get a straight set of plate pants sometime in the future. Who knows? As far as underneath the uniforms, obviously, it's always good to have something underneath it. I'm running a Under Armour Heat Gear Compression Undershirt. I've got the Shock Doctor Athletic Supporter with the cup. Obviously, if you're a male umpire, you're going to want some kind of protection down there. I've got just generic compression knee braces. They're just like a compression sleeve that goes up over the knee. I don't necessarily need extra bracing for my knees. I'm sure it does help, but the main reason that I run these is for some sort of protection to my knees from the shin guards. The first few games that I worked the plate, of course, you're down, up, running around the field with these leg guards on, and after like the second or third game, the tops of my kneecaps were red and just hurt like crazy, just from the constant down, up, and those shin guards, the kneecaps on the shin guards constantly rubbing against the skin on my kneecaps. So just run these compression knee braces just for a little bit more protection to my knees. On the outside of the uniform, for colder days, I do have a couple of Smitty jackets. I've got a fleece-lined, full-zip umpire jacket for the really cool days. Or if it's just a little cool or maybe a little breezy, something like that, I've got the quarter-zip pullover, just regular Smitty Major League-style umpire jacket. I've also going to start wearing this year a pair of Under Armour Storm glove liners for those cool days where I need a little more protection to my hands. Try to retain a little bit more heat there. As far as shoes, plate shoes, I'm wearing the standard New Balance 460 V3s. And as far as a base shoe, I'm currently with the Mizuno Ambition 2s. I was going to go with the New Balance base shoes as well, and then I started looking at them, and to be perfectly honest, I just don't like the looks of them. Just where the big N is up towards the toe box on the shoe, it just looks weird to me. I like the look of the Mizunos. Yes, the bottom sole of the Mizuno is white, and a little bit of white shows on the sides of the sole, so they are a little more of a pain to keep clean, but it's manageable. As far as everything else I've got in my bag, I've got for the plate a Richardson 4-stitch umpire hat. I went with the adjustable one that's got the snaps in the back, simply because the custom fit stretch ones, I want to make sure that it stays on my head. I don't want to wear a hat that's too tight, and then I feel like I'm, squishing my head all the time. But then I don't want one that's too loose, go the next size up. And then every time I pull my mask off, the hat goes with it. So I just got the adjustable one. As far as a base hat, I'm just wearing the standard New Era 3930 Little League umpire hat. And that's literally, I bought it from Little League. It has the Little League logo on the front, and on the back it says Little League umpire. I am working now with the Smitty Deluxe XL expandable ball bags. I may upgrade those later in the season, or possibly next season, to the Ump Life neoprene ball bags. But the Smitty bags, they're nice. They hold a good number of baseballs. I do run two, so I can keep all of my baseballs on the right side. And normally, I'll either keep, used balls in the left side, or during the summer months or in fall ball, I've actually gotten into the habit of keeping a water bottle, just a regular, off-the-shelf bottle of water in that left side pocket. So I have it right there, in case I need a drink in between innings or, different batters or whatnot. I've got the Smitty lineup card holder, just the flip-up style. Honestly, I don't know why I have that. Out of the almost 20 games I worked last year, I literally only received one lineup card. And that was my very first junior game. Apparently lineup cards just aren't a thing up here. I don't get it. It's weird. But I still have that lineup card, and I plan on keeping it because it was the very first my very first lineup card. I plan on keeping the lineup card for the very first plate game that I worked, period. But that didn't happen. Like I said, lineup cards are not really a thing up here. And even the one that I got was, I literally showed up, I was about 45 minutes early for the game. I walked onto the field, and the visiting team coach came right over to me, introduced himself, and gave me the lineup sheet. Didn't even wait for the plate meeting. Just, oh, hey, here you go. All right, whatever. But one thing that I do have, speaking of the lineup card holder, is on the inside, I have two sets of just notes. One is like pre-game plate meeting notes, things to talk about, points of emphasis, stuff like that. The other is literally an equipment checklist. So when I'm loading my gear bag to go to the game, I can just go down through this checklist and make sure I have everything. As far as an indicator, I am using the All-Star Heavyweight Indicator. I carry that, obviously, when I'm working the plate, but I also have it when I'm working the bases, just to keep track of the count. I did have a few instances last year where the plate umpire would look at his indicator and think, well, no, this isn't right, and then look at me and signal to me, like, hey, I lost the count, give me the, I'd just look up and he'd give me the what's the count signal, and I'd just, show it back to him, and, oh, okay, he'd update his indicator and whatnot. And it can happen. You can lose track of the count. A ball gets away from the catcher, and you're trying to deal with that. You're trying to, you're waiting for a runner to come home on the pass ball. Just any number of things can happen. So I always keep that indicator in my hand and follow along with the count, even when I'm working the bases. I do like the All-Star Heavyweight because it's a nice metal indicator. It's got nice metal dials. The thing with the dials is the ball, strike, and out dials are notched. So whether you have zero strikes, one strike, two strikes, those different positions on the dial are notched differently. Same thing with the ball dial, same thing with the out dial. So without even looking at the indicator, once you memorize what each notch feels like on each dial, you can just kind of feel it and go, okay, one ball, two strikes, one out. You don't even have to look at your indicator after every pitch. And the last thing that I've got in my gear bag is a red umpire signal flag. I only carry that now when I'm working the bases. And luckily, I haven't had to use it yet, because when I did finally get it, I actually got it after my what ended up being my last majors game that I worked. So I only worked junior games after that and a couple of fall ball games. And in juniors, you don't have to maintain, you know, contact with the base until the ball reaches the batter. So a little late on that one, but that's what it's for. If you're working majors or below where they have to maintain contact with the base until the pitched ball reaches the batter, not the plate, reaches the batter. If they leave early, you can throw that flag out there just as a signal that, hey, runner left early. If they get called out, you know, on, say they're attempting to steal or something like that, then it doesn't matter. But it's just one of those things you gotta figure out as an umpire. You know, did leaving early allow them to get into, you know, the next base safely? Well, it all depends on how early they left, and there's a little bit that goes into that. But I do have that in my gear bag now. So that's it. That's everything I've got. Like I said in the beginning, everything in this gear bag, everything that I have talked about, even like now that I have two masks, I bring them both, because you never know what can happen to a primary mask. It could get hit with a ball and, you know, something happens, you can no longer use it. Well, I can just go to my bag, grab my backup Champro, throw that on, I'm good to go. Everything comes with me to the field. The primary field that I work at has a scoring tower behind home plate, behind the fence. It's a two-story tower. Obviously, they run the scoreboard and do the announcing stuff from the second floor, overlooking the field. The first floor is where they keep, you know, the rakes and all the grounds equipment. That's usually where the boxes of baseballs are. When we get there as umpires, we can unpackage a few baseballs, put them in our ball bags, we're ready to go. I usually bring my gear bag up and set it in that room in the base of the tower. It's right there. I literally walk out the gate by the dugout and 20 feet, I'm at my bag. Everything comes with me to the field. And the reason being is, even if you're working the bases, bring your plate gear. If any of you watched the Little League World Series tournament for 2023, the Northwest-Southeast regional game, I forget which two teams were in it, but this was Little League Baseball. In the third inning, or after the third inning, they switched home plate umpires. And reason being is the plate umpire was getting a little overheated. It was stupid hot that day, it was muggy, and he couldn't continue. Which is perfectly understandable. To my knowledge, he ended up actually being transported to a local medical facility where he was given some fluids, he was checked out, you know, and ended up being perfectly okay. He was released later on that day, but it's just something you never know what can happen. You could have your, you know, have your plate umpire go down due to heat. They could take a shot to the mask and, you know, possibly have a concussion, or anything can happen. So you've got to be ready. In that Northwest-Southeast game, I believe it was about a 10-minute game delay, while the alternate umpire who was there was in the umpire's room getting his gear on, and then he came out and continued the game. That's the nice thing about the World Series is you're most of the time always going to have four umpires on the field and then an alternate sitting behind the fence waiting in case something happens. And they can fill in at any of the four positions on the field. At your local regular Little League game, you are not most likely ever going to have five umpires. You know, you're lucky if it's you and another person out there. The one minors game that I worked last year, it was just me. And that was an experience, not having somebody on the bases. So now I have to try to cover everything. And looking back on it, I probably should have called that game from behind the pitcher's mound. I didn't. I called it from behind the plate. Luckily, nothing big happened. I ended up not missing anything. I think there were only 2 to 3 times during the entire game that the ball was actually put into play. So it wasn't that big of a deal. But you always want to be ready. You always want to be prepared. Have your gear, because nothing is worse than, okay, the plate umpire just rolled their ankle, you know, doing something. They can't continue. So, you know, hey, you base umpire, you got to take over the plate. Well, all my plate gear is back at my house 20 minutes away. So that's a 40-minute, you know, turnaround to go from here home, grab my plate gear, get back, and then I still got to get dressed. So now we're talking about delaying the game for almost an hour because you didn't bring your gear with you. Even with me, I don't even leave my gear in the truck. I bring it up to kind of my staging area. Even when I don't work at that particular field, I still leave my bag right near the gate at the other field that we do minors games at. I bring everything physically to the field with me. I don't even leave it in my vehicle, because that's just more time that I would have to use up to walk out to my vehicle, grab my gear, and bring it back. So that is about it for my loadout. As always, if you have any questions, comments, ideas for future episodes, drop me an email, bluecrewdiaries@gmail.com. I was really looking forward to hearing from you. I've noticed the podcast is kind of starting to take off a little bit, and for that, I say thank you. I appreciate everybody who listens to this podcast. Hopefully, you are getting out of the podcast what you want to get out of it. If you are, fantastic. If there's anything else you would like, again, drop me an email. I'm doing this podcast for you guys and girls. For new umpires or people that are, you know, thinking about possibly getting into umpiring Little League. That is what this podcast is for. So thank you everyone for listening, and hopefully I can can help you get out there and call some games. So with that said, as always, again, thank you all very much for listening, and I will see you on the diamond.